WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The screenplay for the new movie Ironweed was adapted by William Kennedy from his Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. The book is part of Kennedy's Albany trilogy, along with Legs and Billy Phelan's Greatest Game. The movie Ironweed stars Meryl Streep and Jack Nicholson. Our film critic Stephen Schiff says the story isn't as alive on screen as it was on the page.
When you're reading a novel and you fall in love with it, that's usually because you've found a way to live within its pages, to carry the novel's vision in your own head. When a director starts carrying a novel's vision in his head, the process is slightly different. He visualizes it as a film. He begins to cast its characters. The settings start turning into locations. The novel's themes become the movie maker's themes. The crime that generally results is called literary adaptation, and as a rule of thumb, the better the book, the worse the movie it turns into. A case in point, William Kennedy's Ironweed, which I thought was a very good book, has become Hector Babenco's Ironweed, a very bad movie. The book was set in the Depression, and it followed the return of a guilt-ridden bum named Francis to his old Albany neighborhood, where ghosts and visions from his past gather round him to gawk at what he's been and what he's become. The book has a wild-eyed visionary quality, not unlike the magic-tinged realism we've come to expect from certain Latin American writers. Most of what's interesting about it is what goes on inside Francis. But movies are about surfaces. They have difficulty with the insides of heads and lives. And only a filmmaker skilled in bringing internal phantasms to the surface, say the Francis Ford Coppola of 10 years ago, could have saved Ironweed. The Brazilian director Hector Babenco is at heart a realist. His masterpiece, Pichot, rubbed your face in the lowlife of Brazil's cities. It was a no-holds-barred shocker, and one of the best movies of the last decade. But Babenco went on to make the namby-pamby Kiss of the Spider-Woman, which required more fantasy than he could muster. And now Ironweed, in which Francis's ghosts are just bland vaudevillians spiffed up for the spotlight, and the intermingling of the living and the dead feels as awkward and trumped up as it does in, say, Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy. The movie does have a fascinating performance by Meryl Streep as Francis's on-the-bum girlfriend. Here she is praying for a redemption that we know will never come.
Forgive me for our sin. If you must call them sins, you know, I call them decisions, so. I'm not a drunk and I'm not a whore, and I never let a man use me for money. You know, I went Dutch lots of times and Well, I would let them buy the drinks, but that's because it's a man's place to buy the drinks. And I never, ever betrayed anybody. And that's what counts with me.
As always, Meryl Streep can slip into a character's voice and manner in a way that's absolutely astonishing. But there's also something maddeningly detached about her performance. Watching her, you find yourself saying, yes, I bet that's exactly how those women talk. But you never find yourself thinking, that could be me talking that way. If I were that person, that's how it would feel. As Francis, Jack Nicholson doesn't give us a detached performance. He never could. But he's not up to his usual ferocious par. In a scene at a graveyard, he looks as though he could have used another take. And he often seems to be straining to find the emotionality of a character he hasn't quite figured out. How could he? Ironweed feels flat and dogged and endless. If there are any directors out there listening, especially directors who are in the middle of reading a really good novel that they just love, I implore you, make a New Year's resolution. In 1988, let books be books.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.